Today's daf is daf Lamed Ches. We were holding in the middle of the sugya of the time of the Achilat Haman. Now, the reason that we got onto that sugya was only as an aside, because we couldn't account for why it was that they waited until the 16th day of Nisan to eat Me'avura Aretz, if in fact Chodosh had been Mutter. And so we explained it in terms of the Mon, that they didn't need to eat Me'avur Aretz. But once already we started that sugya, we will continue to go into a little bit of additional shitot about when exactly the mon was eaten. So the first braita that we learned yesterday was that the mon actually continued to be eaten 30 days after it stopped falling, and that would account for the full arba'im shana that they ate the mon. Today we're up to Tanya Idach, which is about one third of the way down. And Tanya Idach, another braita has it like this: Uvnei Yisrael achlu taman arba'im shana. So here it says that there were 40 years of achilat haman, which doesn't really make sense, says the braita. V'chi arba'im shana achlu. Did they indeed eat the man for 40 years? V'alo arba'im shana chaser shloshim yom achlo. Actually, it was 30 days short of 40 years. Ela lomar lecha. This teaches us, this of course we accounted for that in the previous braita by saying that they continued to eat the man even after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu for another 30 days. Here, the braita has the opposite approach. Lomar lecha ugot shehotziu mimitzrayim ta'amu behem ta'aman. That actually they were gradually winged onto the man off of food from the original Yitziat Mitzrayim. So when they came out of Mitzrayim, they already started to sense the taste of man. Obviously, the man could taste like anything you wanted it to, but it also had its own taste. Get the tamok, tzibirat advash. So that taste, they were able to taste initially and gradually got used to the man so that they could be put onto the man afterwards. Tanya Idach, there's another braita that relates to, at least to the element of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, which would have been the time that the man died, so that we have b'shiv'a ba'adar, mit Moshe, u'b'shiv'a ba'adar nolad. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th day of Adar, and from that we can also figure out that he was born on the 7th day of Adar. Minayin sh'b'shiv'a ba'adar mit, shenemar, v'ayomot sham Moshe eved Hashem. So here we talk about the death of Moshe, and this was Be'eretz Moav al-pi Hashem, followed by Vayivku b'nei Yisrael at Moshe b'arvot Moav 30 yom vayitmu yimei b'chiyah v'Moshe. Moshe. So for 30 days there was now a b'chiyah in Arvot Moav. But then we go on in Yoshua, in the very opening words of Yoshua, which is a continuation basically of the previous pasuk. Vayi acharei mot Moshe eved Hashem. Vayomer Hashem Yoshua ben Nun mesharet Moshe limor, Moshe avdi meit, v'ata kum avor et ha'yarden hazeh, and ivru b'kerav ha'machaneh v'tzivu et ha'am limor, achinu lechem tzidah ki ba'ot shlosha yamim atem, shloshet yamim atem omrim et ha'yarden, and so on. So that means that they had 3 days of preparation, which then is followed by va'am alu min ha'yarden b'yasor lachodesh harishon. They came out of the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan. Okay, so now we need to go backwards 33 days because they had 3 days of preparation before crossing. 30 days of Yimei Bechi Moshe brings us back 33 days to Mafreya, which takes us, being as Adar as always Chaser, takes us to the 7th day of Adar, Alamadata, Shebishiva Ba'adar, Mek Moshe. Now that we know Bishiva Ba'adar, Mek Moshe, we could turn our attention to Minayin Shebishiva Ba'adar Nolad Moshe. How do we know, therefore, that Moshe was also born on the 7th? Shenemar Vayomer Aleihem Ben Me'avesrim Shana Anochi Hayom Lo Uchalot Latzeit V'Lavo. Why does Moshe have to say Hayom? He should say Ben Me'avesrim Shana Anochi. So Matam Lomar Hayom must be Malamish Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshivu Memalei Shnotiyam Shel Tzadikim Yom Liyom. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on that day that he was going to die, was his birthday. That's Hayom. Teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memale, the year of a tzaddik, from one day to the same day of the number of years later that he was to die. 120 years later, Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar et mispar yamecha amale. I will fill the number of your days. We don't have the Hayom. Yeah, you're the whole Dietis from the Hayom. Okay, and the Amale, by the way, is Gematria. Malay, Amale is the Aleph is a Shimosh, but the Malay is Shiv'im Ve'achat. In other words, on the 71st, which is the first day of the 71st year, that's the Behem Shivim Shana. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Shalosh Mitzvot Nitztavu Yisrael B'chdisatam La'aretz, V'noagot Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz. There are three mitzvot that indeed only actually go into effect in the Knesa for Eretz Yisrael, but those mitzvot are noeg even in Chutz La'aretz, and it's actually reasonable that they should be noeg, because look, Chodesh we know, if we darshan as we did yesterday, the word Moshav Mimoshvotechem, that Mimoshvotechem means all over. Mikom makom shatem yoshvim. So if chadash, she'en isuro isur olam, something which is osur on chadash, the isur ends automatically after the 16th day of Nisan, right? Furthermore, even while it is still osur, it's also, there is a way out of that isur. And that is Yesh Heter LeYisro, because on the 16th itself, if you bring the Omer, you don't have to wait till the end of the 16th. So in other words, at the moment that you bring the Omer, that Chodesh becomes Mutter. If you don't bring the Omer at all, the time of the Chodesh is up after the 16th day of Nisan. And not only that, but it's a very light Isur relatively, in that any Isur, Isur Hana'ah, you are allowed to utilize the new grain, you're just not allowed to eat the new grain, so that you could give it to your animal, and so on. Nonetheless, we learn out from Mimoshvotechem that it's noeg bein ba'aretz or bein b'chutz la'aretz. So kilayim, which was another thing that is dependent on Eretz Yisrael, it's isuran, is isur olam. Once something is asur b'kilayim, now the growth becomes asur forever. Ve'isuran, isur hana'a. And furthermore, the Isser is, pentugdash, we learn out, is that it should be like Kodesh, tukad esh, we darshan it. So it becomes Isser hana'ah. And there's nothing you can do about it once it becomes Ne'asar. Ein heter le'isseran. So in every way, it is more chomer than Kodesh. So kol shekein, eno din, sheyinahagu bein ba'aretz, ubein b'chutz la'aretz. So certainly kilayim should be learned out of Kodesh. And you know what? Orla, even though not all of the above apply to Orla, but who hadin lo Orla b'shtayim? Two out of those three, the Kal v'chomer would still work for Orla, even though the third is not really true by Orla. Namely,
this is Kiyot Kalendorla.
Yeah. Namely, that we, now here we have a big machlokas, which we've had many times before, which one of the three is missing when it comes to Orla. All right, so Rashi learns that Orla ain Isuro Isur Olam. Why? Because it's only for 3 years. Rav Tosha says that's ridiculous. Whatever is Orla forever. I mean, to say Orla is only for 3 years. That's what defines the union of Orla. And therefore, Tainus Taisus, that can't be the issue at all. So that, although it is Isur Hana'ah, Tainas the Rabbeinu Tam, but of course, certainly the Perot themselves are Asur forever. And therefore, you cannot say that. So he wants to say, therefore, that Orla has Heter LeYisro. Why? Because the fourth year of Orla has the same dinim as Orla, except that it has a heter, namely you could be paid a het, right? So neta revoi is a form of Orla, which has a heter l'isura. Therefore, you could find that elements of Orla have heter l'isura, and in that sense, it's kal. But certainly, we wouldn't say en isuro isuro la. Okay, interesting. I mean, obviously, Rashi's objection to that would be that that which is truly Orla has no heter. There's a new din of neter of Orla, and so on. Fine. But in any event, certainly not all three apply to Orla, but nonetheless, it's still a Kal Vachomer, that it is Chomer, at least Isra. Nah, that's for sure not a question. And therefore, it's more Chomer than Chodesh. And there it should be Vadai Noeg, Bein Ba'oretz, Bein Bechutz La'aretz. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Mitzvah, Shenitztavu Yisrael, Kodem Knizatan La'aretz, any mitzvah that was Nogea in the Midbar as well, meaning it's a Chovat HaGuf, and it's not dependent on Eretz Yisrael. Certainly all of the Taryag mitzvot were given to us. So those mitzvot to Noheg et Bein Bechutz Bein Bechutz La'aretz. But a mitzvah that was only Nogea, going into effect after Knisa La'aretz, Le'achar Knisatan La'aretz, Inan Noheg et Ela Ba'aretz, except for one, Chutz Min Hashvatat Ksafim V'Shiluach Avadim. So except for the elements of Shemitah and Yovel, where over there, there is still an Isser that applies Afal Pishit Stav Aleim L'Achar Knisatan La'aretz, even though Hashmatat Ksafim on the 7th and Shiluach Avadim in Yovel is a din that is really built around a concept that fundamentally relates to the earth, because Shemitah and Yovel are both dinim in the karka. But since this element of those dinim is unrelated to the karka, so that element of Shiluach Avodim and Hashmatat Ksafim, cancellation of debts, is Noheget Bein Baratz or Bein Lechutz La'aretz. Says the Gemara, well, I mean, Hashmatat Ksafim is a Chovat HaGufi. I mean, why would you view Shmitat Ksafim, Bichlal, as being something that you would look at as related to the earth? It's a different halacha that every 7 years you're supposed to be meshameh your debts. That's not related to the earth, is it? Yeah. It's not only bankruptcy procedures. So, why, I mean, isn't that included in Kol Mitzvah? Should it stavi Yisroel Kodem Knisatan La'aretz? It's a mitzvah taguf. Lo nitzvah l'kid Rebbe, it should say. If you hold like Rebbe, you'll see precisely why it was necessary to state. Tanya Rebbe Omer, v'zed var ha-shmitah shmot. What shmitah shmot? B'shtei shmitot ha-katuv medaber. Achat shmitat karka, v'achat shmitat ksafim. That actually the two inyonim of Shmitat Ksafim and Shmitat Karka are intimately related. So Bizman Shata Meshamet Karka, where you have a din of Shmitat Karka, so there you have a din of Shmitat Ksafim. But if you don't have Bizman of Shmitat Karka, Bizman Shiyata Meshamet Karka, then Iyata Meshamet Ksafim. Which shows that actually Hashmatat Ksafim boils down to a din that's dependent on the karka. So according to Rebbe, it certainly is extremely important to say this, because if you learn the way what Rebbe is saying would be mashma, that the din does not apply elsewhere. Why not say that b'mokom? I don't get it. You're telling me that it's dependent on the Hashmata, meaning that if we're no longer knowing the din of Yovel, which is dependent on Galut, it's a very interesting halach. Because, I mean, the Hashmatat Karka means you give the Karka back, right? Okay. So that halacha, even though it's a din in Karka, and it's linked to the halachas of working on the Karka, does not obtain when you don't have Rov Yisrael in their Nachal and Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, even though it's a din that's totally on the Aretz, it's totally on the relationship of Yisrael to the Aretz. So if that's the case, why not take it one step further? Why not, instead of saying the time, I mean, when there is a Beit HaMikdash, when we have a functional Eretz Yisrael, instead, why not talk about the place? Ve'ima b'makom shata mishamet karkata mishamet ksafim. Even if there would be a Beit HaMikdash, and even if there would be Yisrael be'Eretz Yisrael, why not darshan it? If you're in a location where you meshamet karka, so then you meshamet ksafim. But b'makom she'inata meshamet karka, inata meshamet ksafim. Now, that would lead you to say that indeed in Chutz La'aretz there is no din of Hashmatat Ksafim. And this is a tremendous chiddush to tell me, but that's not true. And that there is a din of Hashvatat Kesafim, even in Chutz Laretz. How do we know? Talmud Lomar, Ki Kara Shmita LaHashem B'chol Makom. Because of that, at the end of the Pasuk, V'zeh Dvar HaShmita Shmot, which is the very basis of our limiting it, the Pasuk adds again a ribur. Ki Kara Shmita LaHashem, as if to say that we want that to apply even where you would have thought it wouldn't apply. And therefore, we learn out both in it. Indeed, it's dependent in the halacha of Yovel, so that the dinim are linked to Yovel, which is why, of course, we end up with Shvita Bizman Hazeh, the Rabbanan. That's the whole question, how to read this, whether this is an application, as Tosfos says, to the din of Shmitas Karka as well. And if there's no Yovel, then this din of Shmitas Kesafim is only a reference to all the dinim of Shmita. And it's similar to Hashmatat Karka, so it mentions Kesef, but of course it means the issur of working the land and so on and so forth as well. But all of these inyanim in this drasha are very central to the dinim of Shmita Bizman Hazeh. But in any event, certainly I need to tell you that the halacha of Shmita's Kesafim, which you would have thought that it was a din that was only a tzivui liyachar knisatan la'aretz, kamash malan, that the extra ribui tells me that Shmita's Kesafim is no eged, even if it's Laretz. The other thing, was Shiluach Avadim. Is not Shiluach Avadim itself a Chovat HaGuf, which is not linked directly to the land? Ah, but Tzalkadai Techamina. Holuchtiv Uchratem Dror Ba'aretz. It says Beferish. Where is the din of sending out free your Avadim? Davka Ba'aretz. So Ba'aretz in B'chutz Laretz lo. Where then do we know that there's a din of sending out your avodim to freedom, even in Chutz Laretz? Talmud Lomar Yovel Hi. Why does it stress once again at the end of the pasuk Yovel Hi to tell me Mikom Makom, no matter where it is, Uchratem Dror LeBaaretz Achol Yoshvel Yovel Hi Tiyelachem. So that Yovel Tiyelachem everywhere. So then, why mention Baaretz? In Kain Ma Talmud Lomar Baaretz. To tell me that only bizman shah dror noheg ba'aretz noheg b'chutz la'aretz. But if ein dror noheg ba'aretz, ein noheg b'chutz la'aretz. So only at that time that there is a chiyav of yovel, but not during the time of galut. And therefore you say, but to me it makes no difference because I live in Borough Park. So it's always galut. Kamash b'lan, unless there's a dror in Eretz Yisrael, there is no dror in chutz la'aretz. No, I have to show me a minute. The slip of the tongue. Sanhat. Now, the Brayta says like this. Hachadash asur ben haTorah b'chol makom. Now, this is going according to the Brayta, really, of Rebbe Eliezer. His shita. That Chodash is also that we learn out from the Mimosh Motechem. Orla is asur mitam halacha. And Kielayim is Osir Midivrei Sofrim. Why don't we learn? We just said that if Chodesh is Osir Min HaTorah, that we have a Kal V'Chomer to learn out the other two. I mean, this seems to be inconsistent with what we said before. So Tosu says that this Tana holds that there's a Miut by Kielayim Sadecha. Sadecha, which is the Sadeh that belongs to you, Benachala. Therefore, once we exclude Kelayim from the Kal V'Chomer, we can now use Kelayim as a Kelayim Tochiyah. The Kelayim is more Chomer than Chodesh in all of the things that Orla was, and it doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz, so why should Orla apply in Chutz Laretz? So in other words, there would be a Machlokes, not only whether Chodesh is the Uraita, which we saw in our Mishnah, and this is bright that it's going Aliba, the Rebbe Eliezer, but there's also the previous Brayta, which we said all three are linked, right? So that if you hold Chodesh, you automatically hold the world of a Kelayim. Here we see that you could hold Chodesh's Asur Midiraita and still say that Orla and Kelayim is not Asur Midiraita. Now, the question is whether when we say Orla Halacha, do we mean Halacha L'Moshem Sinai or what? So my Halacha, Omer Avir Omer Shmuel, it means Hilcheta Medina. Doesn't mean halacha l'moshe mi Sinai. It means, as we saw elsewhere, this lashon that it's a halacha that basically boils down to a derabanan. In other words, that they were mekabel on themselves, midinim, local dinim, but not midioraita. Ula amar Rabbi Yochanan? No, it means halacha l'mashu mi-Sinai. Amar like Ula Rabbi Yehuda, look, you know, I got a real problem with Rabbi Yochanan's, with Rabbi Yehuda's approach. Which is Shmuel's approach, in other words. I mean, if you're going to learn like me, that I was quoting Rabbi Yochanan, not like you was quoting Shmuel. So, Bishul, I mean, halacha l'mashu mi-Sinai. Then that would account for a very important difference in the dinim of Safek Arla versus Safek Kelayim. Because if I'm right that Kelayim is only Drabonim, but Arla is actually halacha l'mashu mi-Sinai, it would make sense that we would be machmir on Arla more than on Kelayim. And in fact, that's what we find. But the way Rabbi Yochanan learns that it's a Drabonim, then I don't understand. Why are we more machmir on Arla, on Kelayim than the Arla? That's not. Safik Arla ba'aretz, asur. Here's the two important Mishnahs. If you have a Safik of Arla in Eretz Yisrael, it's asur like any Safik d'oraisa. If you're in Syria, which was given some of the dinim of Chutz La'aretz, so where you have a Safik, and then remember that Syria is around Tzova, that David HaMelech conquered as a Kivush Yachid. The definition of a Kivush Yachid is a big machlokas Rishonim. Whether Kivush Yachid means for his own purposes rather than to be machalik to Klal Yisrael as it was at the time of Yoshua. Or whether Kivush Yachid means Shelo Al Pi Sanhedrin. Or whether Kivush Yachid means without Shishim Ribu, people that were participating in the Kibush. Or whether Kivush Yachid means before the rest of Eretz Yisrael was completely conquered, and then you can't add to Eretz Yisrael because you haven't completed the conquering. And it might also mean all of the above, which is basically the Rambam quotes it. Shadovit kavash la'atzmo, without Rov Yisrael, and before he conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. But in any event, it doesn't have all the dinim of Kedushat Ha'aretz. So we give it certain chumras. So Besuria, it's mutter if it's a suffix. And in Chutz La'aretz, you can even go a step further. In Chutz La'aretz, when you're talking about Orla, you can actually go down Yored V'lokeach. You could go and buy at a fruit stand that is outside of such a field. So then, as long as you're not the one that's going ahead and determining which one it's coming from, the field has got different kinds of trees in it, Rashi learned, some Orla, some non-Orla. And you know that the goy has gone in there and taken, but you don't know from which. You can go and buy lechatchila. Yored v'lokeach, v'vat shelo yoren lokeach, as long as you don't see him actually picking oil. Masha inke, when it comes by Kelayim, it says, t'nan. Kerem hanatua yerek. And so now there is yerek planted in this kerem, that's for sure. I cannot be sure that it was planted in a way that made it usher. So in other words, there you need to have bima pulad yad. You need to have all three of the seeds in one hand. Okay, but I don't know. And there's yerek that's being sold now in a fruit stand, a vegetable stand, along the road next to this kerem. So it's being nimka chutzala. So when it comes to buying such a thing in Eretz Yisrael, it's aser. When it comes to Syria, it's mutter. And in Chutz La'aretz, wow. In Chutz La'aretz, yored v'lokate. Oh my gosh. So you're actually, in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed, as long as you yourself, you'd have the goy go and pick it for you and give it to you, sell it to you. But you can't pick it yourself. So in other words, the only thing that is usher is the actual picking. Now, how do you explain the fact? I mean, I assume that the reason that Kelayim was being so makel in Chutz La'aretz is because it was only a chorma derabbanan. In Syria, where people might get confused between Syria and Eretz Yisrael, so we were more machmir. Okay. In Chutz La'aretz, we're not machmir at all on the suffix. It's a suffix derabbanan, it's makula, and that's all there is to it. How do you explain the fact that in Orla we're not making like that? In Orla, we're only allowing you to buy it if the guy went and is selling it now on the side of his field, but certainly you cannot have him go down and be located. And if you see him being located, you know, in Pine.
This Kalai is like Suffolk Kalai? Is that the way?
That's how Rashi's learning. That we can't be, at least that's the way the Achronim reminds me of Rashi. Yeah. Bach actually changed the gears of it. So, how do you explain that? See, so according to me, it makes perfectly good sense. Because I'm telling you that Suffolk Arla is a Suffolk and Allah Kalamash Misina. So we're going to be more modern. The Kilayim was only the Rabbanan. But the way you're quoting now, which was Shmuel's halacha, that's Hilchos of Medina, which boils down to the same thing as a Rabbanan. So I don't understand why, if we're going to make a gezerah, we're going to be more machmer on Orla than on Kilayim. Aladidach. The way you're learning, both of these Mishnayos should read exactly the same. In other words, it should say, either in both cases, I don't know which how you want to learn it, but they certainly can't be different. Either in both cases, it's zevezeh, it would be yored velokeach, but not locate. Or it would be zevezeh yored velocate, if you want to be making. But it certainly can't be one of them is yored velokeach, and the other one is yored velocate, as long as it's not locate biyat. That doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Right? Why are you looking confused, Bobby?
Why is it mishlemi sense?
Huh?
It doesn't make sense.
What doesn't make sense? Either we're going to be Makel all the way on both the Rabbanans, or we'll be a little bit Machmer that only the Akum can take it, but you can't see it. Fine, for both, but you can't have it one way and one the other way. That would be completely arbitrary. Oh, it doesn't make sense. Oh, what doesn't make sense doesn't make sense. Okay. Says Rav Yehuda to him, what's your problem, Mula? I'm quoting Shmuel, right? You're quoting Rabbi Yochanan. You're telling me you've got a real problem with Rabbi Yehuda's quote of Shmuel. That's me. Well, Shmuel himself told Rav Anan that there's a mistake here, and that indeed, Tzni, either you're going to have to read in both of these clauses, either Zevezeh is your right velokeach, or Zevezeh, your right velokeach. Well, you think you're the first guy that thought of this. Shmuel has that kirsa. So that's, according to him, it's completely consistent. I mean, the way you're learning, like Rabbi Yochanan and Yochinami, you can make a distinction. But we don't have that distinction, and we don't need to justify a non-existent distinction. Okay, this sugya will go on a bit tomorrow. That's Rav Hashem, with all kinds of new exciting issues. But then we'll see you at that time, 8:15. If Saba's Josh is here, it'll be 8:15 sharp. Very good.
It's so strange to have this mitzvah chadash that we have to wait when the day before we have this mitzvah eat matzah, so it seemingly is ma'akev to be able to do a mitzvah.
Well, I mean, it's not ma'akev you have there, but on the Gemara it would be ma'akev. You're saying they didn't, doesn't make any sense. Ochlu mi'avur ha'aretz. Well, how do they eat matzah? They couldn't have been eating mun. Mun isn't kosher for matzahs. That's the question. They have to say that. Ain't a finami. What it means is for your normal achilas, to talk this out, that according to that shita, that it was only a question of convenience that they were eating, continuing to eat from the matzah. Of course, it doesn't mean that they didn't eat matzah. According to them, they ate matzah. Tani idach, v'nei Yisrael ochlu et haman 40 shana, v'chi 40 shana ochlo, v'alo 40 shana chaser 30 yom ochlo, elo lomar lacha ugot shotziu b'mitzrayim, ta'amu behem ta'aman. Tanya Ida, Bishiva Badar Met Moshe, Bishiva Badar Nolad, Minayin She Bishiva Badar Met, Shenemar Vayomot Shem Moshe Eved Hashem, Uktiva Yevku B'dei Yisot Moshe Barvot Moav 30 Yom, Uktiva Yi Achrei Mot Moshe Eved Hashem, Uktiva Bo Shavdi Met, Vata Kum Avor, Uktiva Yivru Bekerav HaMachane Vetzivu Et Am Limor, Hachinu Lachem Tzida, Ki Bo 30 Yomim Tavru Et Hayarden, Uktiva Am Alu Ben Hayarden, Be'asor Lachod Asher Rishon. So now, Tzei Mehem 33 Yomim Lamafreya, Alamarata, שבשבעה באדר בית משה ומניין שבשבעה באדר נולד משה שנאמר ויאמר עליהם במאה ועשרים שנה אנוכי היום לא אוכל עוד לצאת ולבוא שאין תלמוד לומר היום מה תלמוד לומר היום מלמד שהקדוש ברוך הוא יושב ומלמד לשנתיים שצדיקים מיום ליום ומחודש לחודש שנאמר את מספר ימיך אמר ואיתני רבי שמעון בר יוחאי אומר שלוש מצוות כצטוו ישראל בכניסתם לארץ ונוהגות בין בארץ בין בחוץ לארץ והוא הדין שינהגו because מה חדש אין איסורו איסור עולם ואין איסורו איסור הנאה ויש היתר לאיסורו נוהג בין בארץ בין בחוץ לארץ כי אלוהים שאיסורן איסור עולם ואיסורן איסור הנאה ואין היתר לאיסורן אין עוד דין שינהג Bein ba'aretz ubein b'chutz la'aretz. V'adin lor latlist b'shtayim of the above. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, which shtayim? Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon omer, kol mitzvah shenitzavu Yisrael kodem kizetam haaretz, ra'en get bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Ba'a v'yacha kizetam haaretz en ha'egzalo ba'aretz chutz b'na shpatat ksafim v'shluch avadim. She'ava pishet etzavu aleim v'yacha kizetam haaretz, ra'en get bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. What do you mean? Hashpatat ksafim is a chovat aguf, which means that it was a tzivu in the midbar, no? Ah, on this, Ella, the kid of Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer was a Dvarash Mitashmot. Bishtesh Mitotakatu Benaberachat Shmitat Karka. Vachat Shmitat Ksafim. To teach you the Bismansha Tamishamit Karka, Tamishamit Ksafim. Bismansha Tamishamit Karka, Yatamishamit Ksafim. So now one would think to say, Ve'ema, Bimokom Shata Mishamit Karka, Tamishamit Ksafim. But Bimokom Shata Mishamit Karka, namely, in Chutz Laretz. Therefore, I need to teach you that it was actually chal as a chovat aguf all over. Where do we learn it from? Talmud lomar, ki kara shmita la Hashem mikol makom. Shiluach avadim, you say we were only nitztava after knisa v'aretz. Chovat agufi. So, kadate chamino hel v'chtiv, ukratem dror ba'aretz. That means dafka ba'aretz in. But b'chutz la'aretz lo, Talmud lomar yovel him mikom makom even a chutz la'aretz. Im ken ma talmud lomar ba'aretz, to teach b'zman shadror noeg ba'aretz, noeg b'chutz la'aretz. But if ein dror noeg ba'aretz, ein noeg b'chutz la'aretz. Tzanatam, achadash asur menat rabbi chol makom, or la'azosur mechol makom, but only as a halacha, and kelayim azosur mechol makom, only midivrei sofri. My halacha, Amar Rav Yonah Mashmuel, hilchata medina. Ula Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha l'mashu misinai. Amar Lagula, Rav Yudah, look, bishleim l'didida min halacha l'mashu misinai. Hainu, the shani l'amid safek orla, the safek yelayim. The zan safek orla, baratz asur besuriyam, muta b'chutzaretz. Even your red will okay, but you still have to be careful. B'vat shalo yiran alokeit. Masha'en ken ilu gabi kelayim, it says, that kerem anatura yerek, v'yerek nimkar chutzalo, boretz asur b'suriyam mutar, b'chutzaretz, you can even be your red will okay, u'b'vat shalo yirkot b'yad. So how do you account for the fact that orla is more chamer? Like I say, that it's an actual local Moshe Mishinai as opposed to Kilayim's Drabona. Elo ledidach nitne o zevezei yored velokea, o zevezei yored velokei. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's exactly what it does say. Because Amar Leshmul Ravanan tni, o zevezei yored velokea, o zevezei yored velokei.